So Rav Nachman started off the Torah by telling us that when a person is doing kiruv, when he's bringing people close to Hashem, then he has to be very, very careful to not be influenced. And the reason for this is because when you bring somebody close and you do it a genuine way, then that person is going to offload his negative desires, and they're going to latch onto you. And we said in the name of Rav Nachman's mom, Fagi, that she said to him, "Don't bring anybody close that you don't like, because you're, at the end of the day, they're going to influence you. You're going to have a setback because of them. And if you don't like them, then you're just going to build resentment." Here, Rabbi Nachman is telling us that the most important thing to do that is to do mishpat. And what's the idea of doing mishpat? Because when a person does mishpat, when a person judges himself, then he understands that he's doing it in a way that is honest, that is true. And also he keeps his humility, right? Because the worst thing that can happen is that a person brings people close to God, and then he has gaiva. So you brought people close to God, but you just tremendously grew yourself in an egotistical way, and then the greater the high, the greater the fall, because you don't have those vessels. It's just an illusion, and therefore you're gonna trip and fall. So Rabbi Nachman is telling us something very deep. First of all, that you have to bring people close to God, and when you bring people close to God, you have to understand to not do it in a way that is going to be detrimental to you, and do it in a way that you're judging yourself. Now, furthermore, Rabbi Nachman says that the idea is because when you're bringing people close to God, you're bringing different aspects of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world. See, the beauty of bringing people close to God is not that, okay, now there were 100 people that served God, and now there's 105. Wow, you really did great. We're bigger in number. Judaism was never about numbers. We are not judged by our ability to have numbers, but rather by our ability to have diversity. That's the aspect of the beauty of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is searching for. And we have this famous midrash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's the halacha on this? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, "Cherubim la'atot." I mean, I can't tell you what the halacha is. There has to be, you know, a majority of Sanhedrin that decides it. You know, at the end of the day, we live in a world of diversity. We know this in a beautiful way, that a person can only be on a Beis Din if he can find 49 ways to say something is Torah and 49 ways to say something is Tameh. Because if you only see one narrative, then that's not helpful. That's not a great way. Or the famous concept in Chazal of like, oh, if a chumra psiktahi, what a person is saying it's usr, that's a psak. No, everybody can say it's usr. It's koach de tera adifa, the ability to say something's mutter and explain why. That's the beauty. We're always searching for diversity. And Rabbi Nachman says here, that's why students are better than children. Why? Because children are they're usually different. They're different, Baruch Hashem, but they're all like similar. Students can be totally diverse, right? A person can have students that like are not even friends with each other or can't even communicate with. I mean, hopefully, if he's a good teacher, they can communicate with each other, but they're not even on the same like walk of life, because the ability of the educator is to have the diversity. And this is something beautiful I love and see specifically, not specifically, but mainly in Breslov. When you go to Umat for Rosh Hashanah, you have every type of Breslover, right? Like you have the Breslovers, the Strimal wearing Breslovers, the hard hat wearing Breslovers. You have the Breslovers who are Haredi, who are Tzioni, who are Dati Lumi, who are this, who are that. You have the Satmar ones, you have the American ones, the French Moroccan ones, right? You have the non-religious Breslovers, you have the Breslovers that are not Breslovers. Like you have every single type of walk of life of Yid. And that's what makes, I think, Rabbeinu so beautiful. Rabbi Nachman speaks about this, and Rabbi Nelson expands about this so much, that Purim is the highest holiday because so many Jews converted, because Mordechai was able to wear all the different garments, all the Ribui Gavin, and everybody was able to see within Mordechai their narrative of Judaism, their perception of Judaism. And everybody's able to see this through Rabbi Nachman, through Rabbeinu Zal. And then also understand that if somebody else sees Rabbeinu Zal and touch a different light, that is also emes, because Rabbeinu is all those lights, right? At the end of the day, we can sit there all day arguing, when Rabbeinu comes back to life, and he comes to Uman, which sect is he going to say, these are my Hasidim? And the answer, he's going to say that about all of them. All of these are my Hasidim. Everyone was diverse, and every time everyone's special, and everyone's awesome. And I think that's what Rabbeinu is telling us when he says, you have to judge yourself. You have to judge yourself to make sure that you're not taking a person that you're trying to inspire to come close to God and sticking him into your way, right? Like, okay, this is my way, and this is how I know. And it's like the modern world that what we usually, when we say the word kiruv, that's what we think of, which is why Rabbeinu was very much not for kiruv. And we spoke about Rabbi Shlomo's that narrative of kiruv, of just bringing the hearts together and letting the rest happen. But at the end of the day, when we think about kiruv, it's like, okay, I have a philosophy, and now I want everybody to be this. And in Rabbeinu's world, no. No, that's the beauty, is the diversity. The beauty is the greatness of God, that now HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists in so many different rays of light, in so many different narratives, in so many different perceptions. And that's the importance of the cure. That's the importance of the children, of the students and the children, that they're so diverse. And that's the true educator, the true parent has that diversity in his children. So Rabbi Nachman is talking to us about bringing the Yidden closer, and he's telling us that the most important thing to do is to know that you're going to be impacted. Because at the end of the day, when you are going to bring a Yid closer, he is going to be different than you, and in ways that's going to impact you. And you have to judge yourself to see how much that impacts me, right? If I'm bringing close a Yid on college campus who is extremely liberal, I cannot just try to bring him close by suppressing all his liberal narratives. I have to incorporate his liberal narratives into Judaism and show them which ways are emes and which ways are just misunderstood in Judaism. And then my question is, like, okay, how much am I going to be impacted now by his liberal views? And I have to judge myself to see, is this right for me? Is this not right? Meaning the fact that it's right for him, that's for sure, because of the diversity and the ribui gavnin of Yiddishkeit. But the question is, it right for me? And I have to judge myself. And that's what Rabbi Nachman is telling us here in this Torah, that the greatness of Kiruv is not to take, not to have another, you know, instead of having 100 people serving God, we have 105. No, is that instead of having 100 ways to serve God, now we have 105 ways to serve God. Because each one is going to be promoting and distributing and bringing out and diversifying another way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are 600,000 letters in the Torah. There's 600,000 ways to interpret the Torah. There's 600,000 ways 49 ways to say something's Torah, 49 ways to say something's Tame. The Sanhedrin has to have 70, and if they all say the same answer, then the person goes free, because that has to be that some people have to say yes, I'm not saying no. If they're all on the same page, then it doesn't work. And that's what Rabbi Nachman is telling us, that the strength of Judaism is in the diversity, and that is our avoda. We should be zocha.